This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, just one quick observation. I rarely do this where I drive into D.C. in the evening. You know, coming from, like, you know, you go past the old stadium,
Past RFK,
Past RFK.
So you're taking the parkway.
Yeah, kind of come by Audi Field or whatever. And then, you know, I knew we were parking in unlike Cakes, I knew where Lot A was. I didn't park in the apartment complex across the street.
Yeah, it was idiotic.
But what struck me is it's having been probably at least a year or two since I've kind of driven from behind that way, going to Nats Park. We had an event last night for advertisers. Mm-hmm. They've built up so many of these condos now, you almost can't even see the park. Like, you kind of can see them when you're coming from behind.
Yeah.
It's just big condos now, and it's kind of sad. To be honest with you, it's great for the city, I guess. You know, you get all the development and everything.
Sure.
But I'm like a little kid, kind of like, I think Drab feels the same way sometimes when you drive by like a stadium. It's kind of cool.
You're nostalgic for the old view.
Well, it's just the view now is getting obstructed by all these condos. And certainly when you're inside the stadium, you know, we were in that Terra Club again yesterday, and you go back out, and I just kind of walked out there just to see what the field looked like, you know, in early March. Mm-hmm. And you look up, and there's more and more condos and office buildings back out in the outfield than ever before. Even now behind home plate, there's condos obstructing the view of the stadium, and I don't like it.
Makes
I don't
sad.
Mind it in the outfield.
Yeah.
Makes me sad.
It does make you sad.
Makes me sad, Cakes. But for the view from behind, I like to see the ballpark.
Mm.
And I can't really see it.
I mean, I noticed it, but it didn't really phase me.
Maybe it's been there for a couple years and I haven't really processed it. But, like, you know, that the back end of that stadium where the home plate is, whatever, used to really see it when you come in from behind.
Did you miss?
You mean you're coming in from?
I was coming in like by Audi Field and the new bridge, over there.
Right.
That viewpoint, I hadn't seen
and
in
that
a while.
New condo building just obstructs it. Yeah,
yeah. It just
I'm guessing
it.
That building's been there.
It probably
a
has.
Year, 2 years, maybe.
I think so. I mean, it takes a while. It's overnight.
Yeah, it takes a while.
But it says I haven't been that way in a while, and I'm like, oh, that kind of sucks. Now, the other part of that is I do like it when stadiums are sort of embedded in a city. That's cool.
Yep.
Becomes
right
part of
downtown.
The whole thing.
Yep.
I just
missed
that view.
Did you notice the golf spot that's attached to the stadium now?
I did. Yeah. I actually did not.
X-Golf.
Definitely a golf sim there.
Yep. Yep.
Where?
Right it's on like the backside.
Like that back end
it's right
of the stadium.
Next to Lot A.
Kind of near like where Salt and Vine
is. So when you go into Lot A, to the right?
To the right, yeah. You keep walking down towards the water.
Okay. I didn't even look there because when I got there, I actually got there right behind Lurch and Michelle, one of our sales reps here. And I was just transfixed on seeing Lurch there that early because I got there a little early.
Right.
Well, I told you I was going to be early arrival.
You called your
early
shot.
Early departure.
Yeah, that's I know. You
correct.
Did the Irish goodbye. You did the whole thing.
That's what
He's
I did.
He's actually literally mastered it because he looked like he was having a good time. And
I
then
was.
Just,
I was.
Poof, disappeared.
But I looked at my phone on the ways and it said 1 hour and 8 minutes. I said, I got to get the hell out of here.
Because
if I wait till 7 and it's going to take me, you know, I'm not going to get home till 8:15.
Yeah,
that ain't happening.
Well, if you waited until 7, the traffic would have died
down. A little bit, but still. I'll tell you what's so stupid is the Dulles Toll Road, the HOV rules from 4 to 6:30 going west on the toll road. You know, you're not supposed
Which way is going west? Like, so going back towards you?
Yeah, going towards Leesburg.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to be in that far left lane unless you have at least two people in the
car.
That's the dumbest rule of all time. Nobody drives with another person to work. No one does that. Everyone drives solo. So you're just creating traffic. There's nobody in the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's the dumbest rule of all time.
I use that all the time because I have my daughter in there. We're going to practice.
Oh, your carpet.
You're the only one.
I think more people do it than you think.
All right, well, let me just tell you this. There was nobody in the left lane going west on the toll road last night.
And so what, was it like a parking lot then on the right side?
I mean, it wasn't a parking lot. It wasn't stop and go, but it was just...
more congested.
More congested.
And you wanted to go.
You're just wasting a free lane.
I don't know one person currently that carpools to work.
Nobody carpools.
I mean, I just don't know. I'm sure some people do.
No.
I don't know any.
95% of people don't carpool.
Only weirdos.
Just look at the cars in the morning. There's not 3-4 people in the car.
Who wants to wait for someone?
My dad definitely used to carpool down to Crystal City.
I know.
Way back in the day.
My dad did too.
But nobody does it.
Not only like two people in a car, sometimes like 4 people in a car.
My dad had 3.
Like a real carpool. Yeah. Like you're driving kids to
school.
That
was a thing in like the 70s.
People were more thrifty.
If you made that rule, if you're part of HOV and you made that rule, you're stupid.
That was without HOV lanes. They were carpooling old school.
HOV lanes. Everybody's just a miser.
That must be why when I drive out to Herndon all the time for my daughter's vomit, but it's not that bad because once I get to the toll road, I just get over to the left lane and cruise.
Yeah, because it's an open lane.
Yeah.
Haven't you noticed that the other 3 lanes are more crowded?
I just know that lane's silly, so I get in it.
Yeah.
He doesn't notice anything.
Well, I don't notice much. I just notice the building blocking the view.
Look, believe me, I was cheating a little bit. All right.
Because, I'm sure you were.
I mean, unless there's a cop sitting on the left side. I mean,
you'll be bitter, though. You get pulled. That's like a $500 ticket.
Is it that much?
I think for violating HOV lane.
That's the dumbest thing.
They don't mess around with that.
Do they do that just because they want to get the free money?
Just say you missed your exit for the airport and you were getting ready to get into the airport.
The cop hasn't heard that before a million times.
Just say, I got a flight. Flying to Atlanta for $1,200.
They love to hammer people in the HOV.
I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of flights, and it's 2.5 hours.
EB was lamenting that he's paying $1,200 per ticket.
I think I might have found one for $800. That was just coming home.
Mikey Stotts, our buddy.
Mikey Botts.
He sent a text to Drabby, said he found one for $85.
For the weekend that I'm going?
Round trip.
Nonstop.
No, it's not possible. I'll tell him the dates.
March 28th?
I'll tell you the date.
Hey, you won't hire him as your assistant.
Travel agent.
I'll tell you the dates.
Send him all your stuff.
First of all.
Can you cancel those?
I'm sure. But I'll tell them the dates. If you can find me a great flight,
I'm happy
to do it. I mean, look.
What are the dates?
I'm going to look. They're asking me
a
million times. I'm flying early. I'm not here Thursday and Friday. So the 27th, and I come back on the 30th.
So 27th.
So the 27th, it's somewhat reasonable, what I found, like $350, something like that.
And
the ticket.
Yeah.
And coming back, it was like, I got it down to like $800.
Man, that's...
So he got it for the 30th, he said, for $85?
This is a Friday that you show me, the 28th?
I can't. I have to leave on the 27th.
He'll find it.
He's leaving
on the 27th is one way, but then find it on the 30th. The 30th is the one that's screwing me for some reason.
And you got to leave early?
No. Got to leave late.
How many people?
Can't leave before 6 p.m.
How many people? 3?
Yeah, can't leave before 6 p.m. It's a thing, because we could be playing. We could be in the finals. You can't leave.
So on the 30th, you can't leave before
6 p.m. Yeah, you got to leave at like 6 or 7.
Any chance you can just come back the next day?
Well, I just miss another day at work. I try not to do that.
Hey, want to remind people that coming up...
It's not easy, I'm telling you.
Coming up this hour, we're going to give you a chance to win that trip to Florida for the Ultimate College Basketball Viewing Experience with our Buckets and Bets promo. Odyssey is sending someone to Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood. That's your destination for tip-off. We will give a keyword later this hour.
I found one for $241 round trip.
I don't believe it. From what airline?
What airline?
Yeah.
Is that Delta? Delta.
For March 20th, what time are you leaving on the 27th?
27th, 7:35 in the morning.
All right. That's early, but I can do that. And then what time are you coming back on Sunday?
There's a 7:42 getting back. Gets back at 9:45 to Dulles.
Yeah. On to March 30th?
On March 30th.
Sorry, I'm
going to
book it.
Title of the segment, everybody's finding cheaper flights than eBay.
But this is not, this is Expedia. Just go to Expedia.
Hey,
you're going to find, you went to.
You're too big time to use Expedia?
No, I just usually go to work. First of all, I go to where I have my miles. But we've used most of them, so I got to spend more money.
So I found you a nonstop leaving at 7:35 in the morning, nonstop leaving at 7:42, coming back for $250.
I mean,
round trip.
That's way cheaper. That's Delta.
It's Delta.
How do you not use one of those sites? I get the miles thing, but
I don't know.
Use Orbitz. Use
I don't know.
Expedia.
Hold on.
Use cheap tickets.
Travelocity.
Yes, yeah. There's a bunch of sites out there that compares.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you hit lowest price.
I thought D was doing all this.
Yeah,
stuff.
You might need to fire D.
She was pissed off because she didn't want to change it because Kate wants to change it because of the whole Reagan thing. So
all right, well, this is Dulles.
I was just looking at it during work yesterday. I don't know. I have to confirm it. It sounds great.
Hey, what would happen if you told Kate, hey, we're not going unless we're flying out of Reagan?
Well, Daddy doesn't mind moving the flight either.
Oh, so this is kind of your kind of...
No, it wasn't my idea. It wasn't my idea, but it in syncs with my brain. I don't need to fly around all those helicopters that are just buzzing around the airport for no reason.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the helicopters are buzzing around anymore.
I don't know if they've changed it. The only thing I heard they changed is went from 28 flights per hour to 26 flights per hour, and that's supposed to be some big change.
No, they cut it by two.
Huh?
They cut it by two.
Yeah.
Jason, is that the same airport, or is he flying like Dulles, one DWI?
Where'd you put? I don't care.
Atlanta International Airport.
Right, right. But then what airport?
Dulles to, huh?
Dulles. You put it from Dulles.
Yeah, Dulles to Atlanta, March 27th through the 30th. And I told you the times.
All right.
And it looks like, I'm sorry, it's $282 round
trip. That's way cheaper than $1,200, $1,300 a ticket.
Cakes, yeah, what did you say the title of the segment be for the podcast? Because I might have an alternate title.
Everybody's finding cheaper flights to Atlanta than EB.
Subtitle, EB's a donk.
Well,
he's going to pivot now.
I don't know
if
why.
He said $1,000 per flight, he's going to pivot.
I don't know
how
why.
Many times do you think you he's done this?
Do you book first class?
No. I do economy. I do economy.
Hey, just think how much
I sit with the peasants.
Hey, how many times do you think he's
I know,
done
just
this?
Think, I know. I'm starting to add it up in my brain, the number of flights.
No wonder he's busto.
You could have saved $20,000 in flights.
I doubt that.
You got to get on Frontier Spirit every now and then, too.
This is one that was shocking to me. I don't know why. Let me just get my wife to confirm it. She's
now the 742 might. If you guys get to the championship,
yeah.
Are you going to be able to get to the airport at 6 o'clock?
Yeah. I mean, it's unlikely we'll get to the championship.
Okay,
but
right.
742. What time do I get in?
9:45.
Beautiful.
Right. Nonstop.
Yeah.
Jason will only be sleeping for an hour.
How much did you say the tickets are?
$282 round trip per traveler.
$282 round trip.
Cha-ching.
All right. Thank you. I'll buy you a drink. Saving me
well, just keys. Make sure there's enough seats and stuff, but that's what I'm on it right here.
Yeah.
Expedia.com/flights.
All right. Should mention Kyle Finnegan, closer for the Washington Nationals, who was an all-star a year ago. He's going to join us coming up at 8:25. So we'll talk a little Nats baseball coming up next. What did Dan Orlovsky say about the Deebo Samuel deal? We'll talk about that next here on the Junkies.